Hi, everybody. Welcome to the July 18th, 2018 Your Living Brand Live Show. My name is Ben Baker, and my company is Your Brand Marketing. What do? We're the storytellers of your brand. We consult, we do workshops, and we deliver keynotes on brand message, market vision, and value. We want to understand who you are, what you do, why you do it, who you do it for, and more importantly, why those people care. Because it's when they care, that's when the magic happens. When people understand what you do and why you do it and why it's valuable to them, you stop being a commodity and you start being a trusted partner. You stop being one of many and you start being someone that people actually call up and say, help, I have a problem, can you help me? And they know because they trust you that you're going to take care of them. Now, this show is all about that. The Your Living Brand Live show is all about understanding how do companies communicate with their clients to understand the value and do it in their unique way. And then this week, we have Shlomo on our show, and he's going to tell us how he helps people get the most for their money. Sit back, enjoy the show, and I'll be back with you.
Shlomo, thank you very much for joining me. Welcome from Israel.
Thank you very much, Ben. Great being here. Thank you.
So where exactly are you? Where in Israel are you? Because, I mean, you got your beautiful garden behind you. You know, whereabouts in Israel do you live?
So it's a small town called Pardes Chana. And if you've heard of the ancient city of Caesarea, so which is on the coastline, so we're about 10-minute drive. It's in the midway between Haifa and Tel Aviv. So These are the people know in Israel. So that's about it.
It's
one hour each direction.
That's right. It's a beautiful area. So you got an hour in each direction between Haifa and Tel Aviv, approximately.
Yeah.
Depending on traffic, it could be 3 hours depending on what traffic's like.
Not that bad. Israel is still small.
So I've wanted to interview you for a while. I mean, for people who don't know my show, it says this show is all about what makes companies special? What makes them different? What makes them unique? Why people care about you? Why people do business with you? And what do you do? What are the little special things you do to make things better for them? Why, so they want to do business with you instead of somebody else. So, Shlomo, tell me your story. Tell me the story about your business. Tell me what you do. Tell me why you do it.
Okay. So my story starts with a passion, but first I'll tell your audience what I'm doing so they'll have the context.
Perfect.
So I help the solo entrepreneurs and freelancers to get control over their finances so it's no longer a point of distress for them. So they can actually handle this. And especially when you're a freelancer or a solopreneur and you have all the things running around and you need to deal with that. So it doesn't have to be a hassle. That's the bottom line. You can handle this. And that's what I'm helping people do. And my story starts with actually, it's a passion of mine. I from a very small age, the first section I'm reading in the newspaper is the financial section. Mm-hmm. And I
read the comics, you read the financial books. Okay.
Okay, yeah. You know, in Israel, actually, they don't have so much comic in on the newspapers, now I'm thinking about it. So maybe I should have read the comics if we lived at the same place.
That's right. Maybe you would have read the comic. It would be a completely different conversation.
Right. I'll be a comic editor or illustrator or something like that. We'll talk about that. So I read those. And over time, about 15 years ago, I started educating myself about investments and about personal finances and about how to create wealth for my future and the future of my family now. Friends and family started speaking with me about this and asking me all sorts of questions. And I discovered that I really enjoy it. I really enjoy helping people with this. And therefore I started Free Financial Self to help more people with that. And specifically for entrepreneurs. That's
right.
That's my audience. That's the thing.
So when you're working with people, you're mostly, I'm assuming, working in Israel.
Not at all. I actually do online, so I'm all over the place.
So you get to work on multiple time zones, different currencies, different philosophies. But so tell me a little bit about why would somebody from say North America come talk to you. What, you know, what are the things that make you different? You know, and why, what are the different philosophies? Because, you know, you may not, you know the rules and regulations of things, but it's more the philosophy that you work behind.
That's right. I don't see myself as a financial advisor. I mean, okay. that's not who I am. If mm-hmm. if I'd like people to remember what I do, then I do financial wellness for entrepreneurs. Okay. Right. So it's financial wellness. I think that would be the best term to describe this. Because
and I'll get you to describe that in more, you know, more detail, because, you know, there's a real differentiation between being a financial wellness advisor and being a financial planner.
Right. So I would probably not know as good as a financial planner in the US of what the regulations are. But if things come in a mentor and coaching session that you have to check it, then I'll send you to a financial advisor to check that. And then we'll continue on from there. That right. will be part of the work. Sorry, I'm stuck. You have to.
That's okay. No, it's just it's understanding. You know, what is financial? What, you know, what do you do in terms of financial wellness? What, you know, take me through the process. Take me through, you know, how you help your clients be better.
Okay. Okay. So I have a process of 4 stages. Mm-hmm. Where first of all, we talk about how you really want to design your life, how your future looks like, because that would really depend on planning or what you're going to do to reach that goal. So first we right. have to define this. So this is what I go with people first. It would be different if somebody wants to retire in 10 years in New York City or wanted to retire in
Thailand.
Southeast Asia, yeah, whatever age, it makes a difference, of course. Mm-hmm. So first, we need to understand where you're heading. Then we need to understand. We need to do 2 more things. One, we need to speak about your numbers, like how good you are now. Do you have a cash flow positive, cash flow negative? Are you making enough money? Okay, all these things that you need to put into that context. After we find out what's your situation right now, we can start improving those, okay? We can start to talk how we improve that. Can you be better off with your spending? Mm-hmm. Can you be better off with using more of your current assets to make more money? Can you maybe do better in your time to make more money of what you do now? So there are all these pile of things that many people can do and sometimes don't think about.
Right.
That can help them at the end of the day with their finances. So that's the second stage. You get the control and improve your numbers. That's mm-hmm. that's the basic. Then we're going to the execution. So we said where we want to go. We said, okay, this is our numbers. It's like, okay, what's the action plan? What are we going to do now? Do we right. need to open a portfolio account with a broker? Okay, maybe that's a thing you need to do. Do you need to make extra cash on your apartment in Airbnb? So we need to help you build up an Airbnb profile. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have some extra hours. You really need the money, and you need to now sign up for Uber. Okay, that's another example. There's many many things that you can do. And you travel a lot, and maybe you can use your travel time to do other things. So there are a lot of things that, again, what's your specific execution plan to get to that future?
To get to the goal, to get to where you want.
Exactly, to get to where you want, what we've designed, what we spoke right. about. And the last stage is adjusting. Like everything in life, things change and you need to improve that. You need to rethink things. So every quarter or every 6 months, we meet again and we speak about what have changed and how we need to adjust.
Right.
So these are the 4 stages.
So the stocks and the bonds and the, you know, the other investment instruments are just part of the overall thought process of what you do. You know, it's how do you get people prepared to look at their entire opportunities to be able to make money, and not only make money, but to save money. and to be able to use those things, those assets towards them. So, you know, things like, you know, if you have spare time, or if you have an apartment, how do you maximize the value of that spare apartment? How do you make sure that you're getting the most out of the money that exactly. you're already making?
Exactly. I'm not going to be the one that recommending you the next big stock. That's not right. I'm not recommending stocks. Okay. Mm-hmm. As an example, I'm going to take in a holistic way, everything that you can do. And I'll recommend according to the design we made, your life design.
Yeah.
What the best options I see for you, and then we'll help you execute on those.
Okay. So why you? I mean, this seems like it's not I wouldn't say it's a novel idea. It's an interesting idea, but I'm sure there's other people out there that are doing the exact same thing. What are the little things you do that are different than other people's that, you know, cement your relationships with your clients to you? You know, how do you specifically add the value?
So I've been an entrepreneur most of my career. Mm-hmm. I know very, very well how this goes and the ups and downs of that. And this is what I'm offering. I'm offering, as I mentioned, the financial wellness for those entrepreneurs. And I know about that struggle. And I've been there and I've done that. And for myself, I sold it for myself. So I'm no longer stressed about my finances. And obviously I can improve, but I mean, I know I'm on the right path. I can create this for others. So I'm bringing the financial wellness into the entrepreneurship world, which I haven't seen so much happening actually.
And not only that, you're bringing your experience. You know, the fact that you know, there's nothing better than dealing with somebody who's already been down the same hole that you've been down, you know, and knows the way out. Because there's so many people out there who says, no, don't worry, we'll take care of it. But they've never been in that same situation. They've never experienced the same things that you, you know, as an entrepreneur experience. And the entrepreneurial lifestyle is one that, unless you've been through it, you haven't got a clue. You haven't got a clue what the daily ups and the daily downs are and the challenges and the fact that there are very few people that you can actually talk to sit there and say, what do you think? And having somebody in your corner who's been through that process, who understands the challenges, the highs, the lows, et cetera, and can help you maximize the money when cash flow is king as an entrepreneur, you know, that's a real asset.
Definitely. I'm speaking with clients and you really see that pattern of I'm an entrepreneur. So all I do is my startup. That's what's most important.
Right.
I mean, that's my business. I totally neglect my personal finances. I don't take care of that because I don't have the money. That's an excuse. I don't have time. That's an excuse. And we really need to, you really need to solve that for entrepreneurs. I mean, it doesn't have to be this way. That's the thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's right. I mean, entrepreneurs are so focused on a lot of them, especially the entrepreneurs in the first 5 years of their business. You know, before when you move from being an entrepreneur to a business owner, things tend to, you know, in the mindset, and that's what I find is that in the mindset of moving from being an entrepreneur to a business owner, you know, things change. You know, there's a definite shift in attitude. There's a definite shift in opinion. But those first 5 years where all you're doing is kicking and scratching and hoping that you can keep the doors open and hoping that you have enough money to pay salaries the next month, you know, worrying about your financial future is slim. You know, you're not even worried about it. You're worried about making payroll next month or being able to afford, you know, that next shipment payment that you have to make. So having somebody that can sit there and say, look, I know you don't have a lot of finances, but you have some. And let's take that little bit that you have and get those working for you now because it creates a habit.
And you know what's their plan, the entrepreneur's plan? I'm going to make $1 billion exit. That's how they see themselves and say, okay, yeah, that's how I'm going to solve my personal finances. So there's no use of working on that now. Yeah. Again,
If only that was true for everybody. If every entrepreneur could sit there and say, okay, there's a $10 million exit at the end of the day. Okay, I don't have to worry about it. But you know what? You know, the percentage is so low that they get those exits. It's the lottery ticket.
Right. I don't want to make people disencouraged from investing in their startup. I'm an entrepreneur. I understand. I mean, people get very passionate about these things.
Absolutely.
I totally agree. But you need to have your, I can't even call it plan B. It's like it goes together with your plan A. That's what mm-hmm. should be.
The exit should be the plan B. You know, the $10 million exit could be the plan B. You know, the plan A is you put money aside, you put money away, and you know what? When it's time to shut down the doors, you shut down the doors. Plan B is at that same time, somebody offers you $10 million for your company. And that's a bonus.
Yes.
You know, and that's a bonus. But it shouldn't be, every entrepreneur should not live their life planning on an exit strategy. Because a lot of companies are not built, you know, mine included, my company is built on relationships. My company is built on trust, relationships, and you know the deep understanding I personally have with my clients. Mm-hmm. That's not sellable. That type of stuff is not sellable, or it's certainly not sellable at a 10x or 20x dollar point. So having that money put away and having that money put aside while you're working towards your retirement is important.
I totally agree. I mean, there's no better way to put this. I totally agree.
So when you're working specifically with a client, what are the things that you listen for? What are the key listening points that you say, I can help this person?
That's a very good question. So many people say that they're lacking the control over their finances. Mm-hmm. Others say that they're feeling that they're out of focus of what to do next. Mm-hmm. They're kind of missing the path. And then the work is eventually focusing them and helping them and putting their finance together with that focus.
Right.
But that's the general feeling of lack of focus, lack of control.
Mm-hmm. And you help them. Where does the conversation start? Like, what is the first thing you would want to work with somebody with a new client? What are the questions you would ask them right away to make sure to get them right on point early?
So it's interesting because I'm looking at mainly people that I can help the most with are people going into their 30s. I think that's where I find the sweet spot there.
Yeah.
So it's people that had their funny life and now they're started thinking about their future and they have their startup going on and they're going to have family and they're going to get married and all that. Mm-hmm. So that's many of the times that's where the conversation starts. And then I would look into, as I said, the life design of what you want in the future, what you want now. Of course, things can change. Assets. Okay. What do you have? Do you have an apartment? Do you rent an apartment? Is there another room there? Maybe you can do something about this. And then combining all that together, there will be also, of course, numbers work. You can't avoid that. So it will be calculating their net worth. So it's talking with them about this. It's what they're spending on. Maybe you can cut going out for dinner 3 times a week. I mean, that's...
Yeah, if you go down to one day a week instead of, you know, 6 days a week, there's money in the bank right there.
Right. But some people... need that, I'll say they need that push or that accountability.
Absolutely.
Saying, you know, I know I should do that, but I don't do it because I like my lifestyle. But if you show them the light at the end of what that would mean for them in the future, mm-hmm. they'll do it.
So it's having the conversation of now versus the goal. Yeah, you know, where are you now? I appreciate the fact that you like your lifestyle now, but if you want to have that lifestyle 30 years from now, some things have got to change.
Exactly.
And that's,
exactly.
You know, and those are tough conversations to have. Those are tough conversations to have with a 50-year-old, let alone a 30-year-old. You know, so
yeah, 30 years old. There's a lot of gut wrenching. They're not focused. I mean, 50 years old, sometimes I think they know more of where they're heading and what they can do.
One would hope so.
Yeah, one would hope so. But I guess from our age difference, it's not that much, actually. But I'm saying you're probably more focused than what I do in life.
Well, I also have a wife who's a financial planner, so that helps too. So
you know. Oh yeah, forgot that.
You know, it's understanding that there's short-term goals, there's medium-term goals, and there's long-term goals, and the fact that you're able to help people see those goals that are beyond the end of their nose, you know, and be able to help them plan for them, you know, gives people an opportunity to be successful both in the short term, the medium term, and the long term. And that's a valuable skill, because a lot of people, you know, can't see beyond the here and now. They say, okay, you know, I can't plan beyond 5 years. I can't think beyond 5 years. I can't even dream where I'm going to be in 5 years. And the truth of the matter is, it doesn't really matter where you're going to be. You know, as long as you're still going to be alive, you know, you're still going to need money.
You need
and,
something.
You know, and it's getting out people thought out of the thought process. Well, am I still going to be doing this? It doesn't matter. What matters is you've started putting money aside to be able to plan for those, you know, those future opportunities.
Right. I spoke with somebody the other day, and I was asking him about his future, and that guy didn't have a clue, like nothing. Part of the process of speaking with people is understanding something about where they're heading. People can say, even a word can say something about that. That guy couldn't say anything. And that was really surprising for me to discover. And
there's probably a lot more people like that than people even realize.
But then sometimes they don't see the problem in that.
Right.
That's the thing. There's like, yeah, I'm living now. It's like that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And so they don't see that they have a problem or will have a problem, or when they have a wake up call. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, and I'd say that it doesn't matter what business you're in. If people don't realize they have a problem, in their minds, whether they have a problem or not, they don't have a problem. Until you see your own problems, and still you see that there's an issue that I need to deal with, that I need to fix, because I can see that this is going to cause me grief later on or now, you're not going to fix it. It doesn't matter how much, you know, we tell you, you know, buy now, because you know what, if you buy later, you're going to be in trouble. You know, if they don't see the issue, there is no issue in their mind. And you know, it's perception is reality. So it's a matter of speaking to people in their terms and getting them to understand where their challenges are. And that's a tough conversation to have at times, because you can see their problem clear as day, but until they see their problem, there is no problem.
That's right. That's correct. You're right.
Well, listen, this has been great. Let me ask you one last question, and then I'm going to let you go. This is a question I ask everybody. When you walk out the door of a meeting, when you get in your car and you drive away, or get off the phone, what is the one thing you want people to think about you and your company when you're not there?
That's a good question. I want to be that helpful guy for your financial lifestyle design. Mm-hmm. For the audience that I'm serving currently, that would be entrepreneurs, freelancers, and solopreneurs eventually. That's what I want people to remember. And I want to be perceived as approachable, as somebody who can obviously deliver value. And you know, speaking eye to eye, not like above you, like to you. That's what I want to do. And I like those conversations. That's also very me.
Oh, that's great. Well, give everybody your website so they can find you. And then we're going to say goodbye. And I'm going to say goodbye to my audience. And I'll be right back.
Sure. So my website is freefinancialself.com. You can find me there. You can find my videos there and my articles. And please get in touch. I'd love to speak with you.
Perfect. And I'll put it right on the notes of the show. So it's freefinancialself.com. Shlomo, thank you very much for being part of the show. I'm just going to go say goodbye to my audience and hang out in the green room. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed the show today. It was great having Shlomo on the show. Now, how do we make your company better? You know, we tell your story, and that's what we want to do for you. Monday, Friday, 9 to 5, my name is Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing. And what do? We tell your story. We help you engage your audience in a meaningful way. We help you tell your story in a way that people care about it, people understand it, and people retell your story. So that way you're no longer a commodity. So come find us. We'd love to work with you. But every Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, this is the Your Living Brand.live show.